Introducing today's contestants, a legal secretary from New York, New York, Leanne Gonzalez-Singer. A dean of students from Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts, J.R. Manetta. And a returning champion, a political recruiter and trainer from Cincinnati, Ohio, Kyle Dahlman, whose one-day cash winnings total $15,400. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome everyone to another half hour of Answers and Questions. Good to have you with us. JR and Leanne, welcome aboard. Kyle, good to see you. You're going to make the first selection from these categories in the first round of play. Hope you like them. We start off with animal facts, followed by possessive phrases, baseball lingo. Yeah, it's getting around that time. Similar brand names. Its nearest neighbor nation will give you one country. And then finally, add a letter. Each response will be two words. Kyle, off you go.
Nearest neighbor nation for 200.
Portugal. Leanne.
What is Spain?
That's the nearest neighbor.
Nearest neighbor 400.
Sri Lanka. JR.
What is India?
Correct.
Nearest neighbor nation for 600.
Denmark. Leanne.
What is Germany?
Right.
Nearest neighbor, 800.
Trinidad and Tobago. Kyle.
What is Venezuela?
Correct.
Nearest neighbor, 1,000.
The Gambia. Kyle.
What is Senegal?
You are right again.
Add a letter, 200.
Tie a letter to a mark from a wound to get something you might wear to cover it. JR.
What is a scarf?
Remember two words.
What is scarf? Scar.
Thank you.
Baseball lingo, 200.
A round tripper, a tater, a four-bagger. JR.
What's a home run?
You got it.
Baseball 400.
The hot corner, a nickname for this position, was coined after a player fielded seven line drives in an 1889 game. JR.
What is third base?
That's the position.
Baseball 600.
This term for a player who rarely misses a game was applied to Joe McGinnity, a former foundry worker, and later Cal Ripken Jr. JR.
What is an Iron Man?
That's it.
Baseball 800.
Jimmy has the clue.
Fielding a ball waist high with the palm up is this type of catch. Popularized by the great Willie Mays.
JR.
What's a basket catch?
You are right.
Baseball lingo 1,000.
This term for the big leagues is also a pop song featured in the last scene of Moneyball. And it's called The Show. Make it to the show. JR, back to you.
Add a letter, 400.
Add a letter to a doctor who does operations to catch a large fish valued for its caviar. Kyle?
What is surgeon and sturgeon?
Those are the two words.
Add a letter, 600.
Add a letter to the opposite of frown to get a figure of speech. Leanne?
What is smile and simile?
Yes.
Add a letter, 800.
Add a letter to an organization of workers to get a bony bump on the side of the big toe. JR.
What's a bunion and a union?
Good.
Let's go add a letter for 1,000.
To shred cheese while moving your body in a circular motion. Kyle.
What is great and gyrate?
You got them both. And that takes you, hang on, that takes you up to 3,200. I like that one. Shred cheese while moving your body. I do it all the time. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Leanne Gonzalez-Singer is a legal secretary from New York who took up, to celebrate her 42nd birthday, German longsword. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that. What is it?
It is a historical European martial art. It's a two-handed weapon. They weigh about 3.5 pounds, and our safety gear is considerably more than Olympic fencing.
I would think so.
Yes.
Yeah. J.R. Manetta from Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of winning, you have won how many trophies for singing karaoke?
I've won 5 karaoke trophies.
Where? All over the world?
No, there is a bar down the street.
Oh, hello.
My story ends here. There's a bar down the street from my apartment, and they do a summer-long competition, and the best singer every week gets a trophy, and at the end of the summer, there's a summer-long competition to see like who the best is from that summer.
Right. Now, is first prize just the trophy or anything else? Any money involved?
So first prize for the week is a small trophy, and then if you win the whole thing, it's like a kind of bigger trophy.
No money.
No money.
Okay. I don't want to be in that competition. Kyle Dahlman is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. Did something that sounds exciting. He spent time as a student
That's correct.
A beautiful city in South Africa.
Yeah, I spent a semester in Cape Town, South Africa. It's absolutely gorgeous. Got to live in a bunch of different homestays. Really got to see every corner of the country.
Did all the touristy things. You saw the little penguins walking through the parking lots.
Of course, I got bit by one.
Really?
I did. I tried to pet it.
Nasty little creatures, aren't they? Okay. You're in command of the board right now. Go ahead. Make a selection.
Similar brand names, 200.
Singular, it's a Burger King staple. Plural, it's a brand of malted milk balls. Kyle.
What is Whopper and Whoppers?
Yes.
Similar brand names, 400.
Possessive, it's a pizza brand. Not possessive, it's a sugar brand. JR.
What is Domino and Domino's?
Yep. We don't need both of them, by the way.
You know? Brand for 600.
This Greek letter is an airline, faucet maker, and dental insurance company. JR.
What is Delta?
Yes.
Brand names 800.
This Greek woman is a charming jewelry company or a streaming music app. Leanne.
What is Pandora?
You got it.
Similar names 1000.
Answer. Daily vote. All right.
I'll go 1000.
All right. When you eat this brand's bars, make sure they're the chocolate ones. Not the moisturizing ones.
What is Dove?
Yeah. No fun eating the moisturizing kind. Go again.
Animal Facts 400.
The chicks of this tall wading bird are downy white and acquire pink plumage as they age. Leanne?
What is a flamingo?
That's the bird.
Animal Facts 600.
Hippos that escape this drug lord zoo have given Colombia the largest hippo population outside of Africa. Leanne?
Who is Escobar?
Pablo Escobar, yes.
Animal Facts, 1000.
Insect blood does not have this protein that transports oxygen in our bodies and makes our blood red. Leanne?
What is hemoglobin?
Correct.
Animal Facts, 800.
It is very unlikely that this American marsupial will contract rabies. Its body temperature is too low for the virus to survive. Leanne.
What is an opossum?
Good.
Animal Facts 200.
Sea otters often carry their favorite type of this stored in a pocket of skin and use it to crack open shellfish. Kyle.
What is a rock?
A rock is right.
Possessive phrase is 200.
Idiomatically, to do something quickly is to do it in two shakes of this ovine appendage. Leanne.
What is a lamb's tail?
Yes.
Possessive phrase is 400.
Tragically, this spouse of a biblical man looked back and became a pillar of salt. Leanne.
Who is Lot?
No. JR.
Who is Lot's wife?
Yes.
600 phrases.
The Army's 7th Cavalry was decisively defeated during this 1876 event. JR.
What is Custer's last stand?
Correct.
800.
This manual of parliamentary procedure was written by a U.S. military officer. Kyle.
What is Robert's Rules of Order?
Right. Now the last clue. This 1974 account of political chicanery in 1972 became a 1976 quadruple Oscar winner. JR.
What are all the president's men?
That's right. And that takes you up to 6,400. Close game, but you're in the lead. Kyle, our returning champion, gets to go first, though, in double jeopardy. As I mentioned a few moments ago, Kyle, our returning champion, who is now in third place, picks first in Double Jeopardy and selects from these categories. Starting off with, remember James Garfield? Don't we all? Missing pieces. Movie title females. Followed by plays and playwrights. Then, behind the TV and radio call letters. Ah. And the last category, C before E, but after I. That means I-C-E, coming up in that order in each correct response. All right, champ, go.
Missing pieces, 400.
English first-person singular pronouns and 1970 song title words. I, me, Kyle.
What is we?
No. JR.
What is myself?
No. Leanne.
What is us?
No, I, me, mine. Mine. Back to you, Kyle.
Movie title females for 400.
Aha. In 2019, Angelina Jolie returned as this title character, Mistress of Evil. JR.
It was Maleficent?
Yes.
Movie title females 800.
Here's Glenn Close with the clue.
I received an Oscar nomination for the film The Wife, where I have a very awkward trip with my husband to the Nobel Prize ceremony in this city.
Kyle.
What is Oslo?
Nope. Leanne.
What is Stockholm?
That's right.
Movie title females 1200.
As this 2007 title character, Ellen Page remarks, I could like have this baby and give it to someone who totally needs it. Leanne.
What is Juno?
Right.
Movie title females 1600.
The wardrobe Diane Keaton wore as this title girlfriend of Woody Allen came right from her own closet. Leanne.
What is Annie Hall?
Correct.
Movie title females 2000.
Laurie Metcalf was Marion McPherson, mom to this title teen coming of age in Sacramento. JR.
Who is Lady Bird?
Good.
Missing pieces 800.
Events in the ancient Olympic pentathlon. Running, discus, long jump, javelin, and this man-to-man contest. Leanne.
What is wrestling?
Yes.
Missing pieces 1200.
In a Broadway musical, music, lyrics, this word for the script or libretto. JR.
What is opera?
No. Leanne.
What is the book?
The book is right.
Missing pieces 1600.
Basic components of blood. White blood cells, red blood cells, plasma, these. Kyle.
What are platelets?
Yes.
Missing pieces 2000.
Purple properties in classic Monopoly. Virginia Avenue, States Avenue, this place. Leanne.
What is St. Charles Place?
Correct.
Plays and playwrights 400.
1667's Andromaque is a play about a king who foolishly falls for an enemy woman captured in this ancient war. Leanne.
What is the Trojan War?
Yes.
Plays and playwrights 800.
A new bio says, after the 1866 success of the poetic drama Brand, this Norwegian trimmed his beard so his mouth was visible. Kyle.
It was Ibsen.
Good.
Plays and playwrights 1200.
This Oleana playwright is seen here with his actress daughter, Zasha.
Leanne. David Mamet.
Yes.
Plays and playwrights 1600.
This American's play, The Zoo Story, was once staged in Regent's Park near the Menagerie. And the playwright is Edward Albee. Leanne, go again.
Plays and playwrights 2000.
Bertram Cates is on trial for teaching evolution in this play, inspired by the Scopes trial of 1925. Leanne?
What is Inherit the Wind?
That's the play.
C before E after I, 400.
Proverbially, it makes perfect. Kyle.
What is practice?
Right.
C before I, 800.
A 200th anniversary. JR.
What's a bicentennial?
Correct.
1200, C before E.
Pain-controlling care facility for the terminally ill. JR.
What's a hospice?
Yes.
1600, C before E.
It's a narrow opening in a cliff. Leanne.
What is a crevice?
Yes.
C before E after I, 2000.
Decorative molding along the top of a wall or building. Leanne.
What is a cornice?
Correct.
Behind the TV and radio call letters 400.
Los Angeles news station KFWB was once owned by these brothers who started a movie studio. Kyle.
It was the Warner Brothers?
That's right.
800 TV radio?
Owned by an insurance company, Tennessee's WSM stood for We Shield Millions, and its barn dance became this legendary show. Became the Grand Ole Opry. Back to you, Kyle.
1200 TV and radio call-ins.
Answer there, the first of the Daily Doubles in this round of play. And as you can see, Leanne has a commanding lead, a lot of money.
Let's make it a true Daily Double.
All right, for 12,800, here is your clue. Chicago's WLS once stood for World's Largest Store to promote this store, which then owned the station.
What is Neiman Marcus?
Oh, no. We're talking about Chicago? Sears. So you dropped to zero. Go again. Darn.
1600 TV and radio call letters.
Coit, K-O-I-T, is in this California city, home to Coit Tower. That's one of the landmarks of San Francisco. Kyle.
2,000 TV and radio call letters.
The GBH in this city's WGBH stands for Great Blue Hill, the site of its first transmitter. JR.
What is Boston?
Right.
To Garfield for 1,200.
In the 80 days between being shot and dying, Garfield's one official act was to sign this warrant for a forger who had fled to Canada. And that would be an extradition warrant. Four clues left, JR.
Let's do Garfield 800.
A professor of ancient languages, James called this tongue of Herodotus the most perfect instrument of thought ever. Kyle.
What is Greek?
Yeah.
Garfield 400.
Young James was the last U.S. president born in one of these structures in 1831 on an Ohio farm. Kyle.
What is a log cabin?
Right.
1600.
In 1863, Garfield was made a Union Major General after distinguishing himself at Chickamauga in this state. Kyle.
What is Mississippi?
Nope. J.R. or Leanne? The state is Georgia, but Kyle, you get the last clue, and it is the other daily double. Oh, chance for you to get back on the plus side. At the moment, the game is not a runaway for Leanne.
2,000, please.
All right. Garfield served 9 terms in Congress as one of these alliterative Republicans who wanted equality for African Americans.
What is a know-nothing?
No, who are radical Republicans? Darn, you wind up at negative 2,400, and that means you will not participate in Final Jeopardy. It'll be JR against Leanne dealing with this subject. Geographic namesakes. Think about it. Make your wager. Oh, that didn't make Leanne happy. We'll find out why when we come back to reveal the clue. Leanne and JR, think carefully about this category now. Geographic namesakes. Here's the clue for you. A county in England has an ocean coastline roughly twice as long as the 18 miles of this U.S. state named for it. 30 seconds. Good luck. JR, you're hanging on. You have more than 50% of Leanne's total. But did you come up with the correct response? You picked New Hampshire as the U.S. state. You picked the right one. Way to go. What was your wager? Everything. All right. That takes you up to 22,400. Over to Leanne now. She's in second place. Going to get a big payday today, I think. New Hampshire, she got it. Did she risk more than 2,200? She risked 2,300. So she's the new Jeopardy champion. And a good payday, 22,500. And she gets to play again right here tomorrow. See you then.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...